This is Audio Mo Day 16, or June 16th, and I thought I would just come in here and talk about my vacation. It was a short one. Vacations in general. We went with my friend Catherine to her parents' place in Canandaigua, which is not too far from here. It's about an hour away. It's on the lake, one of the Finger Lakes, as they call them up here. And it was really nice down there. It's kind of a small village, you know, nice and quiet. It's by the lake. I could actually see the lake from the upstairs window, the room where we were all hanging out. I actually have a picture of it. And it was just, I don't know, it was just nice. It was really quiet, nice to be able to relax. They've got a really huge house. It's practically a double family house. It's an apartment upstairs with its own kitchen and couple of bathrooms, couple of bedrooms, you know, yeah. So, we just hung out. Bandit mostly kept an eye on the World Cup. Him and Catherine's dad were kind of going back and forth about that, and the weather was kind of crappy for a couple of days that we were there, so we didn't really even get to go out on the boat until yesterday when it was actually finally nice out. But we just chilled out and watched TV and ate a lot of food, and really good food, might I add, and just didn't have to worry about anything. I was approved for a couple of days off, and so it was nice to be able to just go down there and hang out and relax and everything. So, yesterday we did go on the boat, but we ended up watching a lot of really interesting television shows. There's this, I don't know if anybody's ever watched this, but it's called Sex Sent Me to the ER. And basically what it is, you know, sex accidents. People are in the middle of getting cracking and doing the do, and something really funky happens to where they have to call 911 and go to the hospital. And, boy, some of the stories on there, I'm telling you what, they were quite amusing. And the reenactments were priceless. So, we ended up watching that. And then there was another one called Untold Stories of the ER, which is just, you know, normal stuff, that accidents that happen. That was kind of interesting. They actually, one of them, they actually talked about broken heart syndrome, which, you know, I always thought that was kind of a myth if somebody died of a broken heart. But I did learn that actually can happen if you just let yourself go and not deal with your grief and constantly dwell on something. But this girl had come in and she was having issues and with her heart and stuff. But she it turned out that she was really having a tough time dealing with her father's death. And it's something, I think they said, well, something like the heart enlarges or something, because of the emotions. I'm not really sure what the explanation, but I remember thinking, I always thought that was kind of a myth, but I guess that can happen. We watched some rather, and then of course we had to watch the Food Network stuff, like Mystery Diners and I don't think we watched Kitchen Nightmares, but we did watch, I think we did watch Mystery Diners a couple of times, and Chopped Canada, you know, all that stuff. So, but yesterday we ended up going out on the boat and we had a really good time, except Bandit and I kind of flipped over an inner tube. Last year when we went down there for the 4th of July, I decided I was going to be adventurous. I was going to go on that inner tube first. I had no idea how terrified I would end up being. And a lot of it goes back to when I was a kid. And I was absolutely terrified through the whole thing. I was like, I'm not doing this again. He talked me into it. Oh, we'll do it together this time. Well, you don't have to be by yourself. We'll do it together this time. Well, it turned out, he should have been sitting, because he was lighter, he should have been sitting on the side by the nearest to the boat. And I should have been on the other side. Because the next thing we knew, we got going, and all of a sudden, his end went up, and mine went down, and I remember going, holy shit, and the next thing I knew, I was in the water. And, of course, you know, the boat stopped, and I swam to the boat. And I was like, you know what, I think I'm just going to get in the boat. I've had enough of the tube thing right now. But it was fun. It was, you know, and I, of course, I learned that, yeah, if I fall in, I'm not going to die, you know. But it's, you know, when you have irrational fears like that, which I thought I'd pretty much dealt with all of that when I was a kid and learned how to swim and everything, but apparently I hadn't completely. So anyway, so we went on the boat. I got sunburned. He got sunburned. And we don't have any, my roommate ended up later giving me some of her after sunburn lotion that we've been using. So my shoulders really hurt pretty bad. So, yeah. We had dinner. We had a really nice dinner. Last night we had steaks and everything. The night before we had seafood, shrimp and lobster. So, that was pretty good. We got home about 8 o'clock and we chilled out, watched Game of Thrones, the season finale, and that Orange is the New Black. I finally saw that for the first time. That was kind of interesting, actually. It looked interesting. I don't know. I'd probably watch it again. But today I was back to work. In the midst of all this, last night, my mom and I got to texting. And she was telling me how, you know, my grandma's coming down there and she's a little nervous about it. And I said, well, I wish I could be there, you know. And she said, well, I said, there likely wouldn't be any room because my mom's got kind of a one-room house, basically. And she's like, no, we can make room. Put up an air mattress. I'm like, oh, boy. So she's like, any chance you could come down? Or maybe for September for Kat's birthday? Kat's my niece. I was like, well, I'll try for September. Because July was just too short a notice. And, you know, the prices would have been insane for airfare. So I went into work this morning and I requested the week of the 24th of September off. And I also requested Christmas week off because I'm going up to be with Bandit for Christmas this year. So I think I'm finally going to get to meet his family this year. So that'll be good. So it's looking like I have a couple vacations coming up, which is nice. I'm excited about that. I actually do like to travel. I love road trips. So I don't know if my mom and I will be taking a road trip to see Kat in Missouri or if they're going to bring her down to Oklahoma. I'm not really sure what the deal is with that. So, and she's going to be 2 in September. So it'll be good. It'll be good to see her again. I kind of want her to remember me or at least to know who I am. So. So, I'm looking forward to those trips, and I'm glad that they let me have it off. Of course, I've been working Christmas for the last couple of years, so I think it's my turn this year to have Christmas off. So, but I'm only going to be there for a week. I'm not going to stay for New Year's for obvious reasons. They're not going to let me have 2 weeks off, so I'll likely come back. I don't know if he'll come back with me or if he'll go up with me. I don't know what the plan is with that yet, but we'll see what happens. So, anyway, I'm going to call this a night. I think I've rambled enough. I will talk to you all later. And everyone, be good to yourselves. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night.